much for joining us today. This is Ellen Kamai, the Natural Nurse, bringing you another edition of The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z right here on Progressive Radio Network. We love to see you both in person and online. And we have ongoing classes just about every day. How you can find them is go to naturalnurse.com and go across to calendar. You'll see a drop-down menu. Almost every day we have a class, and several of them have CE credits for health professionals. And you can take it for CE credits for nurses, midwives, nurse practitioners, acupuncturists, massage therapists, or you can take the class just because you'd like to learn about. Like, for instance, we have one coming up on herbs and botanicals for inflammation and pain. And that is a CE-credited course open to anyone. It's online. You just go right online and register for it. And then if you miss it, you're not there at that particular time, we do archive all our classes. So they're available as a pre-recorded class as well as being with us live. And then we have a lot of on-ground classes where we go outside, gather wild edible and medicinal plants and make them into medicine. And we have many coming up in the New York, Long Island area in the next few months, and then in the Florida area for all of the winter. So to get our email, all you have to do is go to naturalnurse.com. On the bottom left-hand corner, you can actually sign up for our newsletter. And I don't send that out a lot. I send that out maybe once a month, but you can get all the results of any classes in the meantime by just going to naturalnurse.com calendar. And we also have there how you can sign up for private consults. Or if you're someone who would like to become an RH, an RH means registered herbalist. And if you would like to get your RH, which is really becoming more and more powerful as a certification in herbal medicine, for instance, if people have a health care plan where money is put aside so that they can use it for things that might not be covered by health insurance, and you opt to see an herbalist, if you see an RH, that is actually covered by health insurance because they are recognized as a registered herbalist. So there's all kinds of reasons why you might want to become a registered herbalist. And it's not a specific class that you take. It's bringing together all the information that you have studied, if that's a reason or an avenue that you'd like to explore. Now, today we have a wonderful guest, Dr. Linda Lancaster. We're going to be talking about her brand new book, Harmonic Healing, Restore Your Vital Force for Lifelong Wellness. Now, Dr. Linda is a board-certified naturopathic physician and advanced homeopath. She has been in practice since 1981, and she is the founder of Light Harmonics Institute, where you can find her at lightharmonics.com. And Light Harmonics Institute is an energy medicine clinic and educational center based in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Her training includes classical homeopathy, radionics, medical radiesthesia, subtle energy healing, emotional, spiritual grief counseling, nutrition, herbal medicine, and Ayurveda, as well as detoxification methods. And her health and cleansing programs have been around for over 40 years, and she is so busy that it's actually hard to get on her patient list because people get such good results and tell their friends all over the country. So thank you so much for being our guest, Dr. Lancaster.
Thank you, Ellen. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Now, I'm looking at your new book, Harmonic Healing. How did you get this subtitle, Restore Your Vital Force for Lifelong Wellness?
How did I get the title? it's a subtitle about the fact that it's a restorative program. And we talk throughout the book about the vital force. So harmonic healing has to do with restoring your vital force that we were born with. And through life, unless we nourish it and support it, we will lose the ability of the vital force to keep us well, to have a life of wellness. So it has a lot to do with the energy part, which is the vital force.
Well, I know that you talk about in the book 5 different principles of harmonic healing. And what are those 5 principles?
Well, the first one is what I just spoke about, the vital force. The human body has an innate ability to heal. And this does come from the vital force, which is the subtle energy that we were born with. The second principle is that the subtle energy fields of our human body can either be strengthened or weakened by the electromagnetic environment of the cells. So we look at what is going to throw the electromagnetic energy or environment of the cells out of balance. And so that's a principle, and that principle is well spoken for throughout the book and explaining how invisible forces interfere with our electromagnetic energy.
Let's not go past that, because that's an important thing to delve into, and we do have a nice long full hour today, so we can really share with our listeners, because what you're talking about, unseen forces, you're not talking about only spiritual kind of unseen forces, but also electromagnetic unseen forces.
Well, electromagnetic, when I talk about the electromagnetic environment of the cells, I talk about the positive and negative flow. So what's going to interfere with the positive and negative flow? The invisible forces that can affect the balance of the electromagnetic energy could be on the electromagnetic side of electromagnetic radiation, EMFs, EMF frequencies, Wi-Fi, X-rays, radiation that we do not see. So we're really bombarded with these energy fields, which do affect our cells. On the other side of it, we're also bombarded with chemicals in our air, chemicals in our food, which we don't really see. I mean, you look at an apple, does it look organic or does it look filled with arsenic? So there are unseen chemicals, and that's why we try to get organic food in the first place, because they can affect the electromagnetic balance in our energy field. The heavy metals in our fish, in our air, all of these pull down the frequency or create more magnetism in our field, so we lose our electricity. On the other side of it, we get hit by radiation, and it actually antagonizes and irritates our energy field. So these are invisible forces, whether it's chemicals, heavy metals, or different forms of radiation. So they're all invisible, but they are affecting ourselves.
Very much so. And I have to say, when I visited your beautiful home, and sort of like a retreat center way up in the high hills out of Santa Fe, New Mexico, that there was really an amazingly different field, like the way you can feel it, and you couldn't get your cell phone either, which is amazing, because almost nowhere in the world is that the case now.
Well, yeah. We do make an effort to do that. I mean, we found a place that's pretty clean. And, I energetically, I use crystals around my property. And we do a lot of ceremony here, too. ceremony so that to raise the vibration of the property. So when people come here, they do feel the difference. Thank you, Ellen.
Yeah, it really is. It's amazing just being there. And then, of course, you also see patients in person many other areas besides coming to New Mexico. And I imagine you also discuss people's cases with them by phone.
Yes, I do that. We do distant work. I go to New York often, as you know. And basically, I treat people around the world. So they send a sample, a blood sample. We call it a witness. And I'm able to analyze from a distance.
That's something that can really help people find out what is interfering with their own energy field. Because, you know, as we look around, there's so many things. You even talk about something that's been in the news a lot lately called glyphosate, also known as Roundup. Isn't it amazing that people are actually winning lawsuits now about the fact that it's linked to cancer when you've been talking about that for, you know, decades?
Yes. Well, these are the invisible forces, and there are many that we need to focus on. I mean, I've seen a lot of changes, but over the years, I mean, go back to saccharin even, you know, I mean, all of the chemicals that we have been given in our lives is just amazing, not to mention all the aluminum that everything's wrapped in. So, and cooked in, you know, eating out at a restaurant can be difficult because most restaurants still are using aluminum. So, but let's go, we can go to the last three principles of harmonic healing.
And right. you talked about some of the principles. These are principles of harmonic healing as outlined in Dr. Linda's book. So, the principles.
Yeah, thanks. When the environment of our cells are weak, parasites can take over and become the root cause of disease. So first we have these invisible forces that create an imbalance in the electromagnetic environment of the cell. And then it makes a good breeding ground for many parasites to take over. Then that becomes a real root cause of disease and can be in the person's body for years and years. And when these parasites and the environment's stress is neutralized, the digestive power can actually come back. And therefore, the vital force can flow. So we have our vital force. It's flowing. We're balancing our electromagnetic field. If the electromagnetic field is not balanced, we'll get parasites, can cause disease. But when these parasites are cleared and we get the balance back into the electromagnetic energy of the cells, our vital force can be restored, which is what we're back to the subtitle. So when this vital force becomes strong and back to its normal functioning, the disease process can resolve, not only on the physical body, but on the etheric and the astral and the mental and our spiritual bodies. So I look at the body as the vehicle for our spiritual body. And we need to take care of it. And these are the things that, after 40 years of practice, I see as predominantly the causes of our illnesses.
Definitely part of it, right. And many people don't even realize it. And certainly if you go to a conventional physician, they're not going to even bring up any of that.
Well, fortunately, they're starting to turn around just like the, you know, they're starting to wonder, hey, wait a minute, there's more to this, there's more to health than what we originally understood. And getting people better doesn't necessarily mean giving a drug.
Yes, there's so much more involved. As you talk about in your book, harmonic healing, restore your vital force for lifelong wellness. And yeah, you do talk about aluminum. That's such a simple thing. People can get rid of aluminum pots and pans at home. A lot of your suggestions after you work with someone are very, very simple life changes that really can help to bring back the vital force.
Well, yes. We were not made, Ellen, to have heavy metals and chemicals in our body. We were not made to be bombarded with all of this type of man-made radiation. You know, we are nature. Our bodies are nature. We need to heal through nature. So, these are not natural things, and we do feel them.
Yeah, and it's really moving forward. I'm sure you're aware of just one issue, which is 5G.
Oh, yes.
And it just so happens right now, the US Senate is voting on implementing this horrible, horrible technology. And if you don't want it, I would suggest you call your senator immediately because they're going to install it every single place in the entire world and the United States, probably even up by you, although it might be the last place to get it. And the thing is that there's so much research showing how devastating it is, just like you talk about. In terms of an energy perspective, but on a physical perspective. However, because of these draconian laws, such as the 1996 Telecommunications Act, which actually was put in place by the large telephone and wireless companies, so that the health effects cannot even be discussed when they're talk about implementing these technologies.
Well, it's very important, and we're learning as we go, you know.
So what about, let's say it goes through, because it looks like it's going to, and people have these kinds of
Ellen, I'd like
innovations.
to inform you that it's not going, it's gone through a bit
Okay,
already.
that's good. It's not going through yet. That's good. There's actually a bill for review right now called S1611. So, right, if people want to fight it, now's the time. Very, very important. But what can people do to protect themselves? Their own health, their own family, their own children.
Sure. Well, you know me, I like to use simple methods that everybody can afford, just like you teach people to go out and look at the weeds and say, these aren't weeds, these are herbs.
Yeah, this food, right?
So we like to make it available for everyone. I have found that the sea salt and baking soda baths helps to neutralize radiation. So you take a pound of sea salt and a pound of baking soda and take a hot bath for 20 minutes. And it begins to take down the high levels of radiation. Look, we're never going to be without some activity of radiation in our body because we're affected by it. Everyone's carrying cell phones, and if we're not, the person next to us is. So there's lots of radiation around, but our job is to keep the levels down. So I do a sea salt, I personally do a sea salt and baking soda bath at least once a week, if not twice a week. On top of that, I like to include lots of seaweed in my diet, and it's really important to eat vegetables. Vegetables, which are grown in organic soil or organic or biodynamic, really, vegetables have this strong energy field. So when we eat vegetables, we are actually improving our own electromagnetic field. So plants have an electromagnetic field. We have an electromagnetic field. So we've been given plants to eat to help us restore our own electromagnetic field. So it is very important to eat a diet filled with lots of vegetables, as I know you do, Ellen, and promote it immensely. Very important to include foods with high minerals. Very important.
So what would some of those be, foods with high minerals?
All of the vegetables, especially. We use seaweed for that reason. I always, whenever I make a soup, which I make soups often, I feel that soups is a really important part of the diet. That's how we restore health, is with soup, as the yogis did 6,000 years ago. So food is when it's imbibed with high levels of electromagnetic energy, which means organic, grown in good soil, it will restore our own energy field. With that and the neutralization of the sea salt and baking soda baths, we'll deal with radiation. On the other side of it, if we're filled with chemicals, you know, we're still getting chemtrails. There's a huge amount of aluminum in our air. There's nanoparticles of these chemicals in our air. And how we neutralize that is also a bath. I use Clorox bath. I know it sounds strange to many people, but if you put a half a cup of bleach, plain bleach, not scented bleach, in your tub of water and soak in it for 20 minutes, it will begin to neutralize the high levels of chemicals and heavy metals that we are exposed to. So I make sure I take a Clorox bath once a week. I know most people think Clorox is a chemical, a detrimental chemical, but really, as Dr. Parcells, one of my teachers, talked about for many years, was that Clorox baths are really oxygenating salt baths.
Well, I want to say we're going to take a little break here, Dr. Linda, but I am looking in your book. So, if people who are finding it's fascinating, such an easy, inexpensive thing, on page 158 in your book, Harmonic Healing, available anywhere right now by Dr. Linda Lancaster, you have full instructions about all of the therapeutic baths you have been sharing. For instance, how to do a Clorox bath. Exactly. How to do a sea salt and baking soda bath, how to do an apple cider vinegar bath, why you would do it, how you would do it. So easy, so inexpensive, no excuse. But let me ask you one thing. A lot of people live, Dr. Linda, in an apartment and there is no bathtub available. Is there a way that they can still do this?
Ellen, that's actually, if you know you've had high levels of radiation, especially after being X-rayed or CAT scans, you can take a quart of water and put a teaspoon of sea salt and a teaspoon of baking soda in the quart of water and drink a cup of that every 2 to 3 hours, and that will clear radiation out of your system. It will also cause some diarrhea, so you have to be careful with it. However, it is a cleansing in an emergency when we don't know what can hit us with radiation. That's one of Dr. Parcells' kind of secrets. What I say to people who don't have a bathtub, occasionally do that. Other than that, miso soup, seaweed, and a good diet will help.
Those
But
are all very high in the minerals that you were mentioning.
yeah, exactly. I've not found that just foot baths will do it. It really is immersing yourself in a bathtub.
That's ideal,
So
right?
maybe you can borrow one once in a while, or when you're on vacation, yeah, to get a tub in your hotel room. There are homeopathic alternatives. You can get There are homeopathic formulas for radiation, and you can use that. But again, it's an ongoing thing. I just can't believe that we've lost our bathtubs in the apartments, but everybody wants to just take a quick shower, end of story. And baths are so just nourishing and relaxing, and it's kind of time for time out.
Well, we're going to talking about time out. Wow, that was a very good lead-in to our upcoming break, Dr. Linda, because that's what we're going to do. We're going to take a little break right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And I'd like to remind you that you are listening to Ellen Kamai, The Natural Nurse. You can find us at naturalnurse.com. Look at calendar to join in on any classes. Have them every day. And you can visit with Harmonic Healing, the book written by Dr. Linda Lancaster, and see a lot about her work and her travels at lightharmonics.com. That's a good place to find her as well. We will be right back with more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
On this edition of The Natural Medicine Chest, we'll discuss the ancient Chinese science and art of acupuncture.
Acupuncture is a 5,000-year-old medical procedure involving insertion and manipulation of needles into specific points on the body. It is often applied to relieve pain during surgery and for many other conditions.
Acupuncture needles have been found in China that are over 4,000 years old. The first needles were made of stone. Later, bronze, gold, or silver was used, and today they are usually made from steel. Acupuncture was developed around the theory of special meridian points on the body connected to the internal organs, and that vital energy, or qi, flows along these meridians. According to this theory, diseases are caused by interrupted energy flow, and the stimulation of these points restores normal energy circulation. There is some scientific evidence of the existence of the meridians as a separate circulatory system. Studies were done in the 1970s by a Dr. Kim from Korea, where he injected radioactive dyes into the traditional acupuncture points. He observed migration of the dyes along the exact predicted path of the meridians.
How acupuncture works remains uncertain, but both Western and Eastern scientific studies on rabbits have shown that the analgesic effects are not simply a matter of suggestion. After the discovery in 1975 of endorphins, natural pain inhibitors in the body, some neurophysiologists suggested that the needles may trigger the release of these substances. American and Chinese studies have confirmed that placing acupuncture needles in the brains of dogs raises the level of endorphins in the spinal fluid.
Acupuncture is used today in most hospitals in China and by many private practitioners in virtually every country in the world, including the United States. The primary use is for analgesia, although ulcers, hypertension, asthma, and other conditions have been documented to respond favorably to this treatment. Chinese surgeons prefer acupuncture to the use of drug-induced analgesia because they claim it does not disturb normal body physiology and therefore does not make the patient vulnerable to shock. Brain surgery is especially amenable to this form of analgesia when it is necessary to keep the patient awake during the operation.
Although some modifications in the practice of acupuncture have been made, such as sometimes using a small electric current on the needle instead of the traditional twirling, acupuncture remains intact as an ancient therapeutic technique that has been used successfully for at least 5,000 years. Perhaps you'd like to add this piece of knowledge to your natural medicine chest.
And thank you so much for joining us today right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z right here on Progressive Radio Network. We love to hear from you and we love to meet you. So you can join us in person at our many in-person classes by going to naturalnurse.com and click on calendar, and then you'll find us. Many of them are free. And we have lots of online classes, so if you'd like to join in on those from anywhere absolutely in the world, feel free. We have one, I think it's coming up tomorrow, on natural remedies for pain, and that is a CE certified class. So if you are a nurse, midwife, nurse practitioner, massage therapist, acupuncturist, anyone with a license who needs credit, you can sign up for that class and get 3 CE credits. And if you are an interested person and you just want to learn more about natural therapies for pain, you can join the class for any reason and for your own edification and knowledge. Today, we are having our guest, Dr. Linda Lancaster. And Dr. Lancaster is a board-certified naturopathic physician and homeopath. She's been in practice since 1981 and founded Light Harmonics Institute, an energy medicine clinic and educational center based in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And her training includes classical homeopathy, radionics, medical radiesthesia, subtle energy healing, emotional spiritual grief counseling, nutrition, herbal medicine, and Ayurveda, and detoxification. And her health and cleansing programs have been offered for over 40 years. Patients love them. They feel better, and that's what's important. And we're so lucky that Linda has actually put time and energy into creating a book of her healings, because so many people have been asking her to do that. I personally know Linda and have been working with Linda. Probably it has been 40 years, because our children were little teeny tots running around when we started working together, and they're, you know, middle-aged adults. Oh my God, how did that happen, Linda? And luckily, we have now that she put all, not everything, but a lot of her information so that anyone can use it in a really simple and beautifully outlined way. And that is with her book, Harmonic Healing, Restore Your Vital Force for Lifelong Wellness. So thank you for being our guest today, Linda.
Thank you, Ellen.
Let's talk a little bit about USPA. Because I am excited to death, because I'm so happy that I'll be able to actually spend time with you in person at the United States Psychotronics Association yearly event. People can find out more very quickly by going to the United States Psychotronic Association, or just go to naturalnurse.com calendar, because I have the event listed there with all the signups. It is in Chicago. And by the way, very important, Linda, people can attend remotely, even if they don't make the trip to Chicago.
That is true. But they can go to psychotronics.org is the website. And on July 25th, we're doing a Radionics 101 conference pre-workshop. That people should look at that as well. Actual conference starts the 26th through the 28th, and yes, you and I are lecturing, Ellen, and we also have a breakout of you and I discussing and talking. So we are going to be one-on-one with each other, so that's always fun with the two of us on the subject matter.
Yep, so it is. If you're interested in energy medicine, put it on your calendar. Come to Chicago. It's a very reasonable conference. Is this our 40th conference, our 40th year?
Ellen, it's the 41st.
41st year. So, yeah, we've been doing it a while. So,
a while. We've been over 20 years, you and I, at this conference. And there's also quite a few workshops after the conference that are really looking wonderful. So,
great way to learn. And also, it's really important that we tape everything. So if people cannot make it, you can go ahead and join, because then you get discounts where you can listen to the audio afterwards by purchasing, you know, the audio and sometimes also the video. And you can attend in real time by joining the I don't know what they call that, simulcast or whatever they're calling it, you know, when they do it right from in real time.
Live stream.
Yeah.
They call it
yep.
Live.
So it's, you know, this is great knowledge, because you see people healing. One thing, Linda, I just want to throw this out. Just choose anybody who comes to your mind in terms of a case, just any person. Obviously, we're not going to share that name. But just walk through the process of how someone sort of gets to you, what interventions you might use for a particular person, and an outcome that they had. And very often, these are people that conventional medicine has had no answer for.
Gosh. I kind of go through my analysis with everyone. I go through a long analysis of everyone that I see. And in general, I always find heavy metals, always find chemicals, always find high levels of radiation. And 4 out of 5 times I find parasites. And in talking about parasites, let's talk about the typical Lyme's case.
Absolutely. That would be a great one because, boy, do people suffer.
Yeah. And so I look at Lyme's very different than the traditional way of looking at Lyme's, as if it's a bacteria and bombarding it with antibiotics. I don't do that. So I get, I'm thinking of a particular person who came in about a year ago, and if you think of a 9x12 piece of paper, the entire paper was covered, was listed with pain meds and antibiotics, and there were so many drugs, Ellen, that I was just in shock because nothing was working for this guy who could barely walk, who was pretty much mostly in bed and still in pain, using every method possible for pain management. So I checked him, and yes, he did have Lyme's. What I'm not going to diagnose it as Lyme's. I'm going to say that he had a high load of spirochetes, which in my terminology is a microscopic parasite, just as a filaria or an amoeba is. So this kind of screwy-looking microscopic parasite comes in with a tick bite, and it shoots its some spirochetes into the blood, and then the blood starts to develop bacteria from the spirochetes that have been invading the blood. And that's when we start getting the joint pains and neurological pains and tinnitus and all sorts of fogginess and loss of brain function, really. And people go into these deep, deep depressions. So, of course, then they put the antidepressants on top of the antibiotics and on top of the painkillers. Well, I still move forward and do my normal clearing of get into the bathtub, clear the heavy metals, clear the radiation, and do the milk cleanse. You know, Dr. Parcells, one of my teachers, taught me how to use the milk cleanse on different cases.
Well, let's talk about that. First of all, please reintroduce Dr. Hazel Parcells, because what a phenomenal person. And I am so happy to have met her. As a matter of fact, she and I lectured together at the United States Psychotronic Association, and that's lots of years ago, because she was over 100, and she wore glass high heels. Wonderful character.
Red lips and bright red dyed hair. And always blush on her cheeks. So she was a piece of work, and she was the great pioneer of energy medicine, really. Because everything she do had to do, everything that she talked about had to do with energy. You know, we find the energy of the parasites. We don't look at it under a microscope and find, oh, it's got a parasite. Because we can read the energy of the activity, and that's what she taught. She taught how to read energy. And that is called medical radiesthesia. Well, I will be talking about it at the USPA conference for sure. And so in getting back to this patient with all of the long list of drugs, I put him on homeopathically. I put him on a combination remedy that I made up for the pain. I put him on Nux Vomica 30C three times a day to start taking down the detrimental effects, and I slowly took down the meds. I can say at this point in time, he is completely off of drugs. He did his milk cleanse a year ago, and that got rid of the spirochetes. However, what was left behind after the spirochetes, he couldn't tell. He could tell that his energy was changing, but what was still there, all the drugs, all the high levels of candida from the antibiotics. So for the past year, he has been working on clearing the drugs, getting rid of candida by using olive leaf, oregano oil, and a very strict candida diet. And I can say he's back to work, he's flourishing, and he's had a hard year, but he's on the other side of it and not continuing to take the massive amount of medications. So
now, of course, you can't suggest that he discontinues the meds, because only the prescribing physician can do that. So does he go back to his doctor, and because he's feeling better, he can get the doctor to lower the meds, or does he just make the decision on his own?
Well, the painkillers are used according to the level of pain. So he is able to slowly cut back on medication on his own in those situations. He was on antibiotics for a long time. He stopped them because they weren't working. So I leave it up to the patient to decide what to take down as he's taking it down, but at a very, very slow pace. You don't suddenly take all the medications down, no. But we help them to put other things, just as what you're talking about. Yeah, you were talking about herbals for pain. So you interchange some of those. It's not something that I talk about in the book, obviously, because it needs monitoring, and it needs a physician on the other side that can help the person go through that. Yes.
But, you know, so many times I know patients with Lyme are told there's no hope, you can't get rid of this, you have to stay on antibiotics the rest of your life, and then they put them on antidepressants because they're so depressed, because the antibiotics only sometimes work for a little while. They don't really get rid of the symptoms. And well, unfortunately, it becomes something that looks a lot like tertiary Parkinson's, where they actually have a shuffling gait, and it's just horrendous. It's underplayed because there is no good medical treatment.
Spirochete as the original cause, but it's quite a mystery to the medical science because they don't have the same definition. They describe it as a bacterium, and that's why they use antibiotics, because that's what we use in Western medicine for bacteria. However, I find that when we treat with strong antibiotics in the attempt to stop the Lyme's syndrome, it suppresses it deeper, and it just comes back. You seem to be better, and then it comes back again. So they do another round of antibiotics. And the reason why is because they're not addressing the spirochete, which is a microscopic parasite similar to an amoeba. So I use treatment for that. and then start to clear the field, as we know, by doing detoxification and cleansing. I talk about the Lyme syndrome and treating the spirochetes in the book. So it's a little kind of a pioneer situation, because, you know, when Dr. Parcells was here with us, Lyme was not the issue. At that time, we were dealing with HIV. So we have protocols for that. I mean, we deal with whatever comes across, because we use the same symptom of analyzing energy and analyzing the energy fields. So I use microscopic, I say spirochete is a microscopic parasite, and I use oxygenating herbs. That's why very often, I mean, they're onto it. They're using ozone for spirochetes. But I find that we really need to, my treatment is that I use the milk cleanse for.
Well, you know what, Linda, we're going to take a little break right here, and then we will continue our discussion. And I'd like our listeners to learn more about our station right here, Progressive Radio Network. And we are talking today, and we'll continue to talk to Dr. Linda Lancaster from Light Harmonics and her book, Harmonic Healing, Restore Your Vital Force for Lifelong Wellness. We'll be right back with more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
This is Karen Hartglass, host of It's All About Food, and you're listening to PRN, your source for progressive, up-to-date, and inspirational information on nutrition and health.
Get your daily dose of happy each morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on PRN. LOA Today is expanding to appear on PRN now 5 mornings per week, Monday through Friday. I'm Walt Thiessen, the host of LOA Today. The way you start your day sets the tone for the rest of the day, so start it happy. We explore the realm of positive psychology, the law of attraction, and the power of positive thinking, and we have a heck of a lot of fun in the process. You'll find yourself smiling each morning. That's LOA Today, weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Eastern Time here on PRN.
The story behind the story, your story, my story, is all in the mix on Lead Stories right here on PRN.FM. This is Utrice Lead inviting you to share your thoughts and opinions and expand your knowledge about critical issues of the day, Monday through Friday, right after Gary Null's show. Listen live to a broadcast or get Lead Stories whenever you want from PRN's archive. You can even rate the show on iTunes. Now pass the word. Tell the story to everyone you know. The Progressive Radio Network is moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
Thank you for listening to PRN, the Progressive Radio Network.
So much for joining us once again right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z on Progressive Radio Network. You can find us at naturalnurse.com, myself and Dr. Eugene Zamperone as well. And today our guest is Dr. Linda Lancaster, author of the book Harmonic Healing, Restore Your Vital Force for Lifelong Wellness. And we've been discussing all the information that we might be able to glean. And one thing, Linda, you left off with the milk diet, and then you have fantastic recipes in here as well. But the milk diet, a lot of people go, wait a minute, aren't a lot of people allergic to dairy?
Well, many people who are allergic to dairy usually have parasites, because parasites do react to milk and dairy. The milk cleanse is basically an 8-day cleanse that we give certain herbs to go along with the milk, and for some reason the parasites get very excited about the milk, and start to basically eat the herbs while we're drinking the milk and go out the back door, if you know what I mean. There are several resources in the back of the book of where you can get parasite cleanses. So, contact Light Harmonics, and we can give that information, or they can look in the back of the book when they get the book. So, that's one side of it. Yes, I have lots of recipes from my kitchen, Ellen.
I know, because when I met you, that was actually a big focus for years and years for you, was changing the body's chemistry through healthy eating.
Yes, I believe in food. I am a food person, and I believe that it should be organic, it should be fresh, and it should be eaten with consciousness and cooked with consciousness. I always bless my food. I always, when I'm preparing food, I put myself in there. I love to cook. I love to chop vegetables after working a 10-hour day. I'm very happy to cut vegetables. It's a meditation. So food is a meditation for me. And it's how we get well. You agree, Ellen. You're one of my heroes when it comes to how clean you eat.
I do, and it's not like I force myself or make rules. It's actually what I love, so that makes it easier also. And you have great recipes in here. For instance, one that is becoming a big buzzword is bone broth, and you have a perfect, easy recipe for the bone broth with Trinity. What does that mean?
Oh, Trinity. That's how I make my soups, by using the Trinity. The Trinity is celery, carrots, and onion. If you've got celery, carrots, and onion in your kitchen, and they last quite a while in your bin, you can start any soup. And so I use the Trinity of celery, carrots, and onions for my broths, for my vegetable soups. And so it's so easy to make bone broth. You fill 1/3 of the bottom of a large stainless steel pot or a large crock pot, because sometimes you got to go to work and you don't want that cooking on, having the fire on your stove. So I will put it in the crock pot with bones and knuckles of beef or lamb and the Trinity, one onion, three carrots, three stalks of celery, and enough water to cover the bones, and fill the pots to 2 inches below the brim. You cover it and let it simmer nice and slowly for 24 to 36 hours. I like to also, I don't know if I put it in there, I like to also put a splash of apple cider vinegar in it while it's cooking, because the apple cider vinegar seems to pull out the calcium from the bones so that we have higher levels of calcium. So, when you strain the soup, you now have a broth that's high in calcium, magnesium, manganese, chlorine, and fluorine, which is all supportive for anti-inflammatory and strengthening of our bones. So you leave these in jars in your refrigerator, or you can freeze them. And Steiner used to say, have a cup of broth before your meal. You warm the stomach before you take in your food. So if you have a cup of broth rather than your cocktail, it will just settle your whole digestion down and then you start to eat. Because your stomach is a pot cooking on the stove. So you add the liquid first, right? So that liquid could be broth. Then you add your cooked vegetables or your vegetables and your protein. And that now you leave it alone. Put the cover on. Let that food cook in your stomach for a couple of hours before adding more liquid to it. So this idea of how we drink water is a whole nother story that I talk about in Harmonic Healing, which is your stomach is a pot cooking on the stove. First we add, when we first wake up, we drink water. I like to drink a big glass of water when I wake up. So I'll put a squeeze of lemon in it, but I like to drink a glass of water, not ice water. I don't want to chill my stomach. I want to start the cooking as I wake up. Then you put your food in, and then you wait. You wait at least 2 to 3 hours before you drink water again. Then you drink water or have broth before your meals. You can drink during your meals water. But then you again, well, the food is cooking in your stomach, you put the lid on. And if you count it up, you'll get your requirement of water. But also know that your vegetables carry a lot of water. Your vegetables and your fruits carry a lot of water. So all of this idea of carrying plastic water bottles everywhere and continuously drinking is not a good idea for our digestion. We should not be drinking water all day long.
So that's a different thought as well. So, you know, I want to thank you for being our guest today. Wow, that hour went fast. Your book is chock full of excellent information, Harmonic Healing, Restore Your Vital Force for Lifelong Wellness, available on Amazon and everywhere books are sold. Dr. Linda Lancaster, what is the best way for people to find out more about you and your work, Dr. Linda?
Well, we are always posting on our Facebook page at Light Harmonics Institute. Light Harmonics Institute is, we are at, in on Facebook. You'll hear about me, and you'll hear about the book, and you'll hear about events that I'm doing. And just as we will be posting, as soon as we get a copy of this, we will be posting it on Light Harmonics to give information to people. That is the best way, is Facebook right now.
Okay, excellent. And thank you so much for being our guest. And until next time, this is Ellen Kamai right here on Progressive Radio Network with the Natural Nurse and Dr. Z, hoping that you stay healthy.